Around the bottom of Zion Amud Beis. Reish Lakish Amarim Ra'isha Talmud Shalimud Al Kashalav. You see that a Talmud who it's hard for him to learn, Kibarzel, like is dull, like iron. Yishvil Mishnah So Shein Sdurah. The reason is that his learning is not in order. Doesn't have his Mishnah is set up, so he does his database is lacking. Shenemar v'hu lo ponim kilkil. Ashi shelimudo kasha lov kibarzo. Shekasha hu lo mirov kushias b'shvil mishnaso she'ina sedura lo. There's a lot of questions and everything's not clear. It's because his Mishnah is not sedura lo. Ve'eno zocher makasu ba. He doesn't remember what the information that he has is. Lefichach eino yadua lefarik. Can't answer the question. Inami shigarso betos, or he learned it wrong. You know, he remembers it wrong. Poter alachiv machayves aptur. He says chayiv instead of poter, poter and chayiv. Ameli has a lot of questions. Makshi Allah miduch dachris. And he has some other places that seem to contradict it, but it should because what he knows is the opposite of what it really is. The hachi mash makra. The hulo. Bach adds the hulo ponim kilkel. She'ena yodeya shmu'aso mitnei she'ponim kilkil. She'kilkil b'mishma she'ukodim l'gemara. Ponim over here means what's before. He's mekalkil, what comes before the gemara, all the questions and answers. He doesn't know the information to begin with. So ponim kilkil, mekalkil, that which comes before the gemara. My takante, so what's the takon of such a person? Yir bevi yeshiva. Should sit and learn. And with other people, she has diru b'nei ayeshiva mishnasam, she never v'chayolim bein talmidim shehein chayolos chayolos. Right, the soldiers, the divisions in the base medrash will help him sit down and learn, and he'll and the other talmidei chachamim will help him put his mishnayos in order. Kol shekein, that's what it means. She never v'chayolim yigbar. The Yisron Hechsher Chachma, that's the end of the Pasuk, Kol Shekein Mishnasos Sturo Mikora. Better, instead of having to correct the situation after the fact, better he should have learned at the beginning that everything should be in order. Ki Hadar Reish Lakish, Havi Misadar Masnis and Arboim Zimnim, Keneged Mem Yom Shinit Natorah, Va'ayil Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish, before he went to Rabbi Yochanan to ask all his kashas to Rabbi Yochanan, he was Misadar his Mishnais 40 times. Connected the 40 days that the Torah was given, and Mestama the Moshe Rabbeinu also every day learned something once and then reviewed it whether for 40 days. Rav Ada Bar Ava Mesader Masnisin Esrim V'Arbazim. Rav Ada Bar Ava used to do it 24 times. Connected Torah Neviim Uksuvim. The Ayel Kamei the Rava. Okay, Rashi, no Rashi. Yisron Hechsher, yeah. Because you see the Mishnah Mitzchila, better it would have been had he been Masadar at first. Keneged men yom shenit the Torah, shetiskayim biyado, b'hodar ayil, kamed Rav Yochanan, l'migmar gemara. First he got his information proper. Then he went to learn gemara. Gemara is all the svaris and the kashas and the terutzim that he went to learn with Rav Yochanan. Keneged tanach shein chav dalet svarim.
So, Ben Yehuda says it's, she says to Darin.
What?
Ben Yehuda says, yeah. She says to Darin times the party.
Four times each. Okay, good. Okay. Rava Amarim Ra'isa Talmud Shlimuda Koshla Kibarzo. If you see a Talmud whose learning is hard for him, like Barzel, it's dull. Bishvil Rabo Sheno Masber Loponim. So here we firstly blame the Talmud, now I blame the Rebbe. It's because his Rebbe is not Masber Loponim. Pashtis, he, what's it called, gets angry at him or whatever. Shenemar Vahu Lo Ponim Kilkel. Maitakanti, Yirbol of Reim, he should go and demafayis the Rebbe that he shouldn't be angry at him. Shenemar v'chayolim yigbar yisron hechsher choch makoshkein hushu maisom ifnei rabo mikora. Better he should have acted to the Rebbe properly to begin with and not to get him upset, and then the Rebbe would be able to teach him better. Rashi, sheponim kilkel, sheherol oponim roos. The Rebbe's upset with him. Yirbal of Reim, Lefayis Emenu Shizbal upon him. Should bring friends to be Mephayis the Rebbe to deal with him in a nicer way. Okay. V'amar av Ami Maidich Siv im Yoshu Chanochash Velo Lachash V'ein Yisrael Lebala Lashem. Pasuk says that in Koheles, im Yoshu Chanochash Velo Lachash, does a snake bite without Lachash, without snake charming. V'ein Yisrael Lebala Lashem. There's no benefit to somebody who speaks Lashon Hara. And what's it mean? Ra'isa Dor Shashamayim Mishtachim Olav Kinechoshes. You see a generation when the skies are like copper, melahori talumater, that they're like iron. There's no rain coming from them. Bishvil lochshe lechisho she'ein bedor, because people don't know how to daven in that generation. My takonosim yecholetzul mishio de'alilchos. Go to somebody who does know how to daven. Dechsev yagid olav reyo ve'ein yisrael lebalalosha. Misha efshelo lilchos, and somebody who does know how to daven. Ve'ein alochesh, and he doesn't daven. What benefit is he? And if he davened and he wasn't answered, go to the chosid in the door. Those people are tzaddikim, and they daven doesn't help. So they need somebody who's beyond the tzaddik. Chosid is lifting b'shura sadin. The yirbol of b'tfila, and that person should daven. Pegiya confrontation. A hint to tefillah, not always, but their pegiya can mean tefillah. Shenemar v'ato al tispal ba'ad ha'mazeh v'altiso ba'adam rina u'tefillah v'altifka bi. So you see that pegiya is used in connection with tefillah. V'imlochash v'also biyado, and if that tzaddik, the original ones, not the chosid shebedor, because the chosid shebedor doesn't apply to, but if the tzaddikim originally who died. And they didn't get answered. But now, instead of that, they did get answered. Umagis naitu alav, and he gets carried away with himself. He becomes a balgaiva, because his tefillahs were answered. Mevi af la'olam, that he brings anger to the world. Shenemar mikne af al ola. Rashi. Mishtachim alav kinechoshes. Ma'adim in ponim. The sky gets red. Ke'ein rudli, like rust. Ke'namim vav metziah. The shosich te. You had an aveda that was lost in a wall, and it was obviously not new aveda because it was very rusty. She'ele chaluda. She'ne'etzorim talumotar. The skies are red, meaning that nothing, it's like iron. Nothing can get past it. It's waterproof. Loch she'lechi. Shos b'shvil she'ein mispal in tefila balachar. Because people don't know how to daven properly. Yagidol avreyo, yispal lov chaveiro. The gabi gishomim ksi be'iyuv. In Iyuv, this pasuk refers to rain. Ve'en yisron lebalaloshin, kolomer mahano yesh lebalaloshin, shiodea lilchosh ve'en alochesh. What benefit is there a person who knows how to daven, he doesn't daven. Nikna af al avla, makna af nisham negis dait of a ola. The person who puts himself high, right, is what's it called, is going to bring anger to the world. Okay. Rava Omar, Shnei Talmidei Chachomim Shoshim Bi'ir Achas, Ve'ein Nochim Zeh Lezeh Bahalocha, two Talmidei Chachomim that live in the same city, Ve'ein Nochim Zeh Lezeh Bahalocha, that's the Gersa we have, they don't, they're not pleasant to each other when it comes to Halacha. Miskanim ba'af, they bring anger to the world. Umalin also, shenemar mikna'af al ola. Rashi, ve'ein nochim zelozeh v'hochi mashma. B'shvil shetzorich lahagid zelozeh, they should really be pleasant to each other and speak to each other in halacha. B'lios nochim b'halacha, ve'ein emosin, and they don't do that. So makne miskanim isgorim ba'af, umalim also. So they agitate anger and bring it up. Some have a different girsa, that they are pleasant to each other when it comes to halacha. Miskanim ba'af, then the opposite. Miskanim ba'af means mishiyagid v'lov reyo shenochim zelazeh. Miskanim ba'af they take the anger away from them. The same idea, just question, is it the positive or the negative? Okay. Omresh Lokish, my deceiv, im Yoshu Chanochash below Lachash, the Ein Yisron the Balaloshin, we're going back to that Pasuk, Lashed lava miskapsu subos kolachayus eitzel anochash. In the future, all the animals are going to come to the nochash. The omrim lo ari dorish la ochel. They're going to say to the nochash, a lion pounces on its prey and eats it right there. Ze'ev tore fa ochel. Same thing with a wolf. Ato mahanoy yeshlecha. Right? What do you, tore fa ochel means he brings it, he's afraid to eat it right there. So he drags it to his lair and eats it there. That's tore fa ochel. But you, what benefit do you get? You don't eat your prey. You kill people and you don't eat them. Omer lahem, ve'en yisrael ba'al lashon. What are you asking on me? Ask for a ba'al lashon hara. He also has no benefit. And even though people enjoy speaking lashon hara, they have no physical benefit. That's the simplest idea. Rashi, ari doris v'ochel, miyad v'enu misyori. Eats what he kills immediately. Torei v'ochel, shemolich l'churam. He brings it to his lair, v'ochel shom. V'fachid min abriels. He's afraid of people that are going to stop him from eating. The wolf. V'kulan yesh l'mano. But everybody has some physical benefit from killing. What enjoyment do you get? Snakes. You bite people for hard and kill them, right? And then you have no benefit. You don't eat your prey. So what are you asking me? Speak of a person who speaks Lashon Hara. Shemesapra Lashon Hara. He has no physical benefit from it. Right, that the Lashon Hara, the Nachash, is going to be punished for what he caused the sin of Adam and Chava, and along with him, all the people who speak Lashon Hara, because he has the same taina that's on him as on Misapri Lashon Hara. Omre Ba'ami, Ein Tfilasa Shal Adam Nishmas Elam Kein Meisim Nashim B'Chapo. Person's tefillah is not answered unless he puts his Meisim Nafsho B'Chapo, means that he puts his kedavos with kavana. Shenemar nisul of avenu el kapayim. Rashi. Eini v'ha'okim Shmuel amora alei v'dorish. I Shmuel taught the following. Vayifatu b'thiem uvil sholem yichaz v'lo. V'libam lo nochim imo. V'lo nemnu v'briso. V'yafal pikein v'hu rachum yichaverovo. Even though they davened with their lips and their heart wasn't with them, right? Still, the Rabban Shalom heard their tefillah and forgave them. So you see that you can daven and not have kavana and also be answered. Okasha. Kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur. If you're davening alone, privately, you have to have kavana, otherwise it's not going to be answered. But b'tzibur, the Rabban Shalom answers the tefillah of a tzibur, even if it's not the kavana.
Is there their own b'tzibah and have more kavana?
What?
Is it completely unimportant, or it's still...
No, of course it's important. But the ma'isa with the tzibur, since it's not shaykh that somebody didn't have some kind of kavana, right? So the Rabban Shalom answered the tzibur. But a yochid, not. Okay, yochid has to have himself a kavana. Rashi, the libam ain't lo nochen imo, imakarish baruch, ubafa pikein, kosu besombach, behurachum yichat herobon, the shomeat philosoph. The hechi omra she'ein philosoph nishmas, elin kei mesim nashem bekapo, kolomra she'nafshem miskavenes bekapo. The tzibur philosoph nishmas, the afalpisha ain't leif kulam sholim. Not even though all of them are not mechavin, in the tzibur we assume somebody has kavana. So yeah. You go on their coattails. Kedashivi yifatu b'thia b'dvorim loshin rabin. Right? But the maisa, what's it called? Shadow, well, maybe after Rashi afalpisha ain't leif kulam sholim. All of them are not mechavin. Not sure how to read it. Either that all of them are not mechavin, right? But not leif afalpisha ain't leif kulam sholim. Even though all of them are not mechavein, meaning but some of them are. Or all of them are not mechavein, nobody is. Not sure. Pashas, the idea is that in the tzibur, everybody has a little bit of kavana. It's not considered kavana for that person, but if you add them all together, they have one kavana from 10 people.
No. The issue is whether tefillah is listened to, but still you don't say the mitzvah of tefillah, even without kavana b'yachid.
It depends where the kavana is. That's halachas and tefillah. Right? If you're mechavin at least in the first bracha in Shmona Esrei, then you're yotze. Yeah. B'yochid einu elim kein libo mechavin. But yochid has to have kavana in order for his tefillah to be answered. And again, there's all different degrees of kavana, so different degrees of how your tefillah is answered too. Omer Ravami, ein gishom yigardim elim b'shvil bali amona. Rain comes for people who are trustworthy. Shenamar emes me'eretz tizmach, tzedek mishamayim nishka. When emes comes from the earth, then what's it called? Tzedek will come from the heavens, meaning the rain. V'omer avami borei kama gedolim bali amona. How people who are trustworthy, how choshev they are. Menayin michuldo bor. Case of chuldo bor. Rashi brings it down. The case, we'll see in a second. Just like Mahamani Bechudo Bor, somebody who puts their trust in a weasel and a pit, Kachamani Bechudish Bor, puts his trust in the Rabban, so surely he will be paid off for his trust. Rashi. This man she emes meretz titzmach, she yesh emuna v'masu matin, people are trustworthy, honest, oz sedik mishamayim nishkof, dehainu geshonim shein tzedakah. Geshonim are tzedakah to the world, come from the heavens. So when there's emes down here, tzedek, geshem will come from above. Mechul dobor, she misu shnei ben yodim, motzu hi ba'agoda, maisa be'bochar echot, she nosin emunosu l'riba achas. A boy promised a girl that he would marry her. She saw Anna. Omra mi meit. So she said, who's gonna testify that you're not gonna go back on your word? V'hayasham bor echad v'chulda. They were all alone. So, and there was a bor and a chulda. Omar habacher bor v'chulda edim v'dover. This bor and this chulda, they're the witnesses to my promise to you. L'yomim over ala munoso v'noso acheres. The guy forgot about her, and he married somebody else. V'holid shnei bonim. And he had two children. Echad nofel a bor, one of the children fell into a bor, umeis. Ve'echad nashchasu chulda umeis. And one of them got bitten by a weasel and died. Amra lo ishto ma maisa huze. What's going on? Shebonenu meisim b'misa meshuna. Two children we had, both of them died, unusual deaths. One fell into a pit, one got bitten by a weasel. Amra lo kach v'kach lo yimaisa. He told her, what's it called, that he had promised somebody else to marry her, and he made the bor and the chulda, the edim, and you see that, what's it called, that they held him to his word. Tosis brings it down a much longer way. Let's see Tosis here. Maisa hoya benara achas, hoysa rotsa leilich lebeisodia, v'hoya bor b'derech v'nofla, u'ba bocher echad, v'omar imani a'alech t'nasili. Right? The maisa was like this. A woman wanted to go home, a girl, and she fell into a bor. And a boy came over, and he said, if I take you out of the bor, will you marry me? So, Amr Elohim, she said, yeah, get me out of the bor, you can marry me. V'nishbu b'nim, they made a shvua between them, shehu lo yisa shacheres, v'hi lo tinosi lishacher. And they swore to each other that they wouldn't marry anybody else until they were able to get married to each other. V'amru mi meid b'neinu, so she said to him, or they both said to each other, who's going to be the witnesses here to our shvua? V'hoysa chulda achas olechas lefnei abor. V'amru elu shnayim, bor v'chulda yu'edim. The bor and the chulda be the edim b'neinu. V'hochu darkon, they went and parted ways. V'hi amda b'shvua, so she didn't get married to anybody else and kept her shvua. V'hu nasi ishacheres, he forgot about it and he got married to somebody else. V'yolda ben, and he had a son. Bos chulda v'nashchasu meis. A weasel came and killed him. V'yolda lo ben sheni, then he had another child. V'nofel lebor, that kid fell into a bor meis. What's this happening to us? Not like other people. Something must be strange over here. Nizkar ha-shvu, remember the shvua that he made to this girl that he wouldn't marry anybody else. The sipar li-ishto kol ha-maisa, and he told his wife the whole maisa. Amra lo in kein chazor v'kachena, go marry her. Pshosav lo get, maisa he couldn't marry two women at that time. He gave her a get, v'holach v'nosa sapsuva, unless maybe the shvua was that he would never marry anybody else except her. L'maisa, you see that the bor and the chulda were trustworthy to carry out their shlichus. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-matzdik es atzmo milamata, matzdikin olav hadin milmala. Rashi learns a matzdik, what's it called? Hamayim b'kish baruch hu shemesimo eid beino levein chaveiro alachas kam v'kama. Somebody who trusts that the Rabban Shalom will make sure that people are trustworthy. Surely the Rabban Shalom will make good. Hamatzik asno shemachshir makashik maisa. A person who down here makes himself a tzaddik, so in Shemayim they also make him a tzaddik. Matzdikin olav hadin milmala, matzdikin olav medaktikimo, afilu kechut ha-saira. Just like they deal with tzaddikim, kechut ha-saara, mashilo, what's it called, yosef mishilo makalko maisav, kedei lamarek avonosav. Seems to be bad. Nice if he makes himself a tzaddik here, they're going to deal with him as a tzaddik and punish him for every little thing. But that's good for him, because then he'll get finished with his averes in this world and have olam haba without any problems.
Does it also mean that he's matzik, he justifies what he does?
No, here it means for good. Matzik alav, he's medaktik on his maisim. He acts like a tzaddik, they'll treat him like a tzaddik. Shenemar emes me'eretz titzmach. If emes comes from the earth, talking where the person, the emes is what's it called, makes himself into a tzaddik. Then tzaddik mishamayim nishkaf. Then in shamayim they will deal with him like a tzaddik, and even though it appears to be to his bad, it's really for his benefit. Rabchia bar oven omar rav huna mehacha ukiroscha evrosecha. The more yirei shamayim you are, the more anger they have on you in heaven. But again, it's good for you, because it takes away your averus in this world. Reish lakishon lehacha, pogata esos v'osa tzedek bidorchecha yizachrucha. Hein ata katzavta v'nechta bohem. V'nechta bohem olam v'nivosha. Right? Rashi, so Rav Omer Yishuv ben Lakish, kol ha-sameach v'yisurin, sheboin olav, the sauce. So if you have yisurim come on you, pogata esos, and you're happy with it, maybe Yeshua l'olam. Not only it's good for you, you bring Yeshua to the world. Shemar b'hem olam v'nivosha. Because it says pogata esos, right? So to a person who's medaktik and makes himself a tzaddik. So he gets Yeshurim in this world. And he's happy with them. He brings Yeshua to the world. Rashi. Shemar emes meretz titzmach oz tzedek mishamayim nishkof. Tzedakah ain't ksiv kana letzedek the mashmedin. Tzedek means you're going to be judged with righteousness, with a great dikduk, that you're going to get punished even for small things. Ukiros chevrosecha al misha hu yorei oscha, person who has yirashamayim atomarzik evrosecha. That's the person who gets the rosha gets angry at. Kedei lamarik avonosav. It's all for his good to take away his averes in this world. Pshat hamikra miodeo zapecha miodeo oz the koach. Limtso oso lonus mi panecha, biyoma pecha, uchi rosche evrosecha, shem shafa yorui, umafuchad, tachesh li yisroyus pachet me evrosecha. And the pasuk on the pasuk is, who knows the extent of your anger, Rabban Shalom, and should be afraid of your anger. Pogata esos vaosa tzedek, v'misha sameach vaosa tzedek, shehen haosim kach, right? People who are happy when they do tzedek, and because the person's a tzaddik, the Rabban Shel Olam deals with him with a chumrah, im chote, klum, kemo v'yifka bo v'yomas, right? The Rabban Shel Olam deals with him exactingly, korohachi hu pogata esos, v'osu tzedek, v'hein ha'osin kem b'drochecho yaskirucha, v'osum drochem shatom yasim b'yisurim, yaskirucha letova. And they're makir tova for the yisurim that they get. But omrin hein atoki tzavta b'shvil shechatoenu bohem shechatoenu bohem olam v'nivosha b'shvil noshal olam haba. That person brings Yeshua for himself in olam haba. Not he brings Yeshua to the world, for the next world it's good for him. Omer Eish Lakish Maidach Siva Otras HaShemayim B'Sha HaShemayim Netzorim Melahorid Motor Do Meleish Shemechabelas Eina Yoledes. When the time that the heavens are held back from bringing rain, it's like a woman who goes into labor and can't give birth. The Haino Domer Eish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapora Nemra Tzira B'Gishomim V'Nemra Tzira B'Isha. It says in Lashon Ratzira by Gishamim, and the same Lashon by a woman who's giving birth. Nemra Rashi Shechoveles, Kamo Chevle Yoleda. She goes into labor, Afa Shamayim Osinke. The Koshala Olam, it's a very, just like a woman in labor who can't give birth, is very painful, so too it's painful for the world. and it comes because of sin. Nemra atzira beisha shenemra ki otzor Hashem bad korechem by Yabi Melech after what's it called the Maisa with the Sarah. The nemra atzira b'kshomim d'chsiva otzor s'shamayim. Okay, and it says atzira by grains, otzor s'shamayim. Nemar leido beisha v'nemar leido b'kshomim. Just like it's possible that a woman will go into labor and not give birth, she'll have a hard birth, so too the heavens will have rain that wants, the Rav Hashem wants it to come, but because of Chataim it's going to be held back. So too, Nemer Leida V'isha, so too, it says a woman gives birth, and Nemer Leida V'isha, V'isha is also like the skies, the heavens giving birth. Nemer Leida V'isha, V'siv Atar V'atei Lebein, the Nemer Leida V'kshonim, V'siv V'holida V'hitzmicha. Okay, just one more, yeah. Is that the end? Yeah. Nemar pekida beisha, nechsiv Hashem, nemar pekida beisha, nemar pekida beisham. Similar as all the things that have to do with birth were said by geshamim and women similarly. Pekida, atzira, leida, nemar pekida beisha, nechsiv Hashem, pokad esara, the nemar pekida beisham, nechsiv pokad etaharis, vatishkokakar, rabos ta'asrena, plag Elohim, molei mayim.